Blog Talk Radio.
What do you say? What do you say? I just want to say.
Tony.
Yeah. Tony, it's
JJ. We gotta stop with the bullshit. Let's just get right to the show.
Yeah. So I usually give myself an introduction to everybody, and
everyone knows who your fat ass is. I've got an exciting guest for you. You're gonna be really happy.
No, I don't want your fucking guest on here.
No, you do.
No,
back
I don't.
From the streets of Phuket, Thailand. Your friend and mine, Jason.
Jason.
Jason, I got him on the phone. He's coming on. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in. And I just wanted to say congratulations
on
the show, JJ.
I'm very
happy for you.
You fucking send this fucking
and,
Jewish guy here to break my fucking balls. I never
Jason,
met him in
like
a day in my life.
6%
and you,
of the money that the show has taken in.
Yeah.
You want to pretend you ignore me?
I really appreciate
your
the donation.
Mother,
and the,
your mother, who
and the
I love.
In, I actually
you
use...
You got that PayPal for $500, right?
I hope she knows that she wasted
it.
To get
I ended up getting it.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so how much did you make out of that $500?
I got $3,500 in so far.
No shit.
You're a fucking piece of shit.
And you sent me $500?
Don't fucking call him anyway.
That's awesome.
Tony, relax. Tony, I'm going to give you your 1.1%.
Yeah, thank you for fixing the signal. These payphones here really suck. So how much did you end up giving me out of what did you end up having?
I got $3,500. I gave you $500, and then Tony's gonna get like 1.1%. I don't know. I'll probably throw him like $20 or something like that. Whatever.
Yeah, that works. That works. Yeah, maybe you should kick up some more next time, considering I started the show and all that. So, but yeah.
Well, I mean, seeing as that you are the person that made this show possible, that's why I'm giving you the money. Tony, are we talking to you right now?
I can't hear Tony. I just called. I thought this was your show.
My fucking
show.
It's now the
JJ the producer show.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Well, JJ, thank you for the $500.
500.
Yeah, no problem, man. More to come, more to come. I'm actually debuting a new line of Tony products.
No products!
Yeah, that sounds good. But hey, listen, have a good show, and I guess I'll talk to you later and nobody else.
All right, talk to you later, man. Don't forget, fucking check the front to make sure it's not a fucking man.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, fucking Jew.
All right, bye. Fuck you. Fucking kike, fuck. Tony, what's going on?
Yeah,
wasn't that exciting?
Yeah. Hey, you fucking asshole. I'm not going to.
But you kept on asking for Jason for all the shows I'm coming on. Where's Jason? Where's Jason? Where's Jason? I got him on. Why are you complaining now?
He didn't talk to me. He talked to you, and he fucking ignored me. And, it just goes to show the type of company that he keeps, the type of company that you keep, and that his mother, who is a saint, raised a fucking scumbag. That's what happened.
Something's going on between you and Jason. I don't know what it is. I thought I'd bring him on. I don't know why he ignored you completely.
What did you send him for the show, for money? What did you send him? Because I still haven't seen shit.
So I sent you a PayPal check. Did it not clear? You saw that I sent you the PayPal check.
No, I didn't get
it. It takes usually like a week to clear. That's all.
No, I didn't get the fucking PayPal check that you said that you're going
to
give me.
Well, you had to look in your PayPal app, but you got big sausage fingers. You're probably having problems actually clicking
shit.
I looked.
I said to you, I looked, and I haven't gotten shit, and I'm not getting anything for those fucking comic book stuff for my likeness, and my and all the other stuff. And all these sponsors
I'm gonna work on that. Do you want more money, Tony? Because I've got something for more money. I've got some people who want to do some Tony branded products.
Yeah, people done that shit before. People did that shit before.
Okay.
This fucking guy Barry.
No, but this is a serious one. It's actually named after you. It's not someone else's product. So the first one is Tony's Love Lube. So it's really, really good for anal and all the things that you like. So what I need you to do now, Tony, don't say no yet. They're offering $2,500. I could give you as much as $10 for it. And all you have to do is do a little commercial. Just be like, you know, hey, Tony's Love Lube, especially when you want to shove it in the asshole. Whatever you want to say, Tony. Just you're creative. You take care of it. But do you want the money? You got to do the commercial.
Yeah, I got the fucking notes. I got them. I'm not doing it. I already said to you no. I emailed you. I said no, and that's all I said. But I'm not.
Oh,
I'm
I
not
actually
doing
don't read your emails because you're stupid.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for calling. The show's over, everybody. I'm not doing a show no more.
First of all, everyone thought you were dead last week.
Yeah, I know everybody thought I was dead. And fucking Sal, your buddy there, because you guys are probably fucking jerking each other off. I don't want to do the show. I don't want to say bad things about me.
Oh, okay, how about one of your fans has a good question? How about I just throw you a question? We just go take it light. Just
how
take
much
a question.
Are you paying? Wait! How much are you paying me to read that stupid thing that no one's going to believe?
Okay, we can negotiate right now. Look, I'm getting $2,500. I did all the legwork. I signed the contract. I did it all. How about if I give you $25?
What'd you say, $500?
No, $25. I'm getting $2,500. $2,500 is going to me, the Jew. I'm giving you $25 to read it. But you're not doing anything. You're doing no work. And it's just going to have a picture of your face on it with, like, lube squirting out of your mouth or something like that. It's going to be fucking fantastic.
No, it's not going to be fantastic.
All right. How much money is it going to take? How about this? $100, final offer. $100, I'll Venmo that to you right now.
No, out of $2,500, I want $1,000. You give me $1,000.
Okay, just do a commercial, and if it sounds good, I'll give you that. I just gotta hear it first. I gotta just know what the I gotta hear it. If it sounds good, we'll do it.
Yeah, because I'm $2,500. I want half. I want $1,000. And,
well, that is half of $2,500, you fucking brainiac.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I'll read it. You better
send
me
hear it. Let me hear it. All right. Hold on. Here, I just sent it over to you. All right.
Yeah, I got
Ready?
It already. I got it. I already have it.
All right.
Hang on. I thank you, fucker!
The fuck was that?
It was my cat in the background. I fed him. He won't shut the fuck up about it.
Oh, that's the only pussy you've probably had in about a year and a half.
So,
all right, let's go. Come on. We are callers. We got questions. We got shit happening. Come on.
Yeah, okay. Send me that fucking money, too. Because I'm not playing around.
Read it.
I'll read it.
If
money.
If you read it well, I'll send the money right now.
Yeah, fine.
All right, let's hear it. Ready? And faction. That's fat action. So go.
Yeah. We bring to you radio.
Hitchcock. You just disappeared. Start again. Start again.
We bring to you a new product from Tony Talk Radio, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. This is called Tony Talk Lube. This lube is ragu scent ash flavored and ragu scented, and it's perfect for fucking fat people in the ass. Order your Tony Talk lube today, you fucking idiot.
But you didn't say that it was red. So when you're fucking an ass, it looks blood red. You missed the best part, Tony.
You didn't
start again.
Put
start
it
again.
In
start
there.
Again.
No,
I did put it in there. What are you, can't fucking read? One more time.
I'm
come
just,
on.
I'm just about the ending.
Yeah, just do the ending. I'll cut it together for you.
Yeah. Fucking people in the whatever. Ragu scented, ragu flavored. And it's red with blood.
Ragu colored.
Ragu colored. Ragu colored.
Fucking guinea fucking dumb fuck.
Do I call you a fucking Jewish person?
Yeah, you do call me a Jewish person. Remember when you called me a kike?
I've never called you that name. I've never said it. I never said it.
You called me up one day and you said, you're a piece of shit, you fucking Jew, and it rhymes with tyke.
I never said
like,
that shit. I never said that funny. Shit.
That's the first commercial. You did, I give you a C. I'll give you $1. You had no enthusiasm. It wasn't what I wanted.
You're sending me $1,000 and that's the end of it. Now, do I have people I can call and talk to on this show? Or do I'm going to hang up because I don't want to talk to you because you're a fucking
okay,
son of
okay,
a
let's get a caller. Let's get a caller in. Relax. Let me get the switchboard going, work my magic. All right, caller. All right, let's go. Caller, what do you want?
Yeah, look here, man. Look here, I got to tell you, I'm happy there's a man. This is Pastor Leroy Jackson, man. I'm from the Bronx, man. Let me say this. I'm glad that Tony is dead. I am so happy. That fat, ragu-eating piece
you
of dog shit is dead. And
fucking motherfucker, you. I am not dead. I'm here talking on the phone to you. You fucking son of a bitch.
Well, this is obviously a fake Tony because I know
it's
the real
Tony
died.
It's
and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I know. Look, man, I had people come to my church yesterday, and they were saying to me, look, Pastor Leroy, you have to do Tony's eulogy, man. And I saw your body. I saw your fat body in a double-wide, double-deep casket, man. I saw it.
I'm not – that wasn't me.
Pastor Leroy, can you give us a little rap that you did at your sermon eulogizing Tony?
No.
Well, you know, I can't do that, man, because it's copyright infringement. But let me say this, man. Let me say this, and I'm going to go because I'm not going to run up your show. But Tony, talk. I'm glad he's dead. I was there, and I want to say, Tony, you were a great broadcaster for many years, but you turned out to be nothing but a fat, worthless piece
you,
of dog
fuck
shit,
you,
man.
You fucking piece of shit. Don't
and
call
I'm
my
glad.
Fucking show anymore.
I am
you're
glad.
Not a real pastor. You're like
look
a
here,
fucking...
man. Look
here.
Look here.
Don't look here.
Shut the fuck up, you
don't
fat motherfucker.
Get rid of this motherfucker right now. Get rid of this fucking motherfucker right
All right, Tony, I'll get rid of him.
What's going on, man?
All right.
What's this all about, man? I'm just saying. Look, I did your eulogy today, man. I did somebody's eulogy today.
I'm not doing
so
it. The show's over.
All right, we'll switch. Tony. USA.
The show's over.
Repeat after me. USA.
Musha, your ass. The show's over.
No, come on. Let's get another caller in. Tony, everyone loves you. They were very sad about last week. You hurt people's feelings.
I wasn't dead.
Obviously you're not dead. I can hear your fucking fat, disgusting, odd voice. But let's get another caller in. Then after that, we'll do a few questions. Let's get another caller in. Then we have I actually have a sample of your lube that I'm going to be trying out in a few minutes. So I'm pretty excited because I've been real busy all week and, kind of pent up, if you know what I mean.
If you're going to check
the
off.
Show will go. I'm not going to interrupt the show. Don't worry, Tony.
Listen to me. If you're going to check off, you hang up. You don't do the show on a check off. You'll go to the
I'll mute myself when I'm jerking. It comes in a beautiful bottle with a squeeze top. Really good. Anyway, all right, next caller.
Yeah, whatever.
585. You're fucking unmuted.
The fuck was that? Is that Alfonso?
Oh.
I don't know.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Who is this?
Were you going to say, who the fuck is this?
No, I was just saying. Welcome to Tony Talk. This is Tony, everyone's favorite internet uncle. And I would like to give you advice if you need it. And if you don't need it, you can go fuck yourself. There, I'm being polite. There it is.
Oh, well, hello, Tony. This is someone named CJ, your favorite internet douchebag who, hates you. We've met a few times. And,
why do you hate me? If you're calling in, is this Jeff? Because if Jeff, you hate me, why are you calling in? You and I were friends.
Well, first of all, Tony... when did you get the Jew on the show? What's up with that? Didn't Hitler gas most of them? What's he doing around here still?
I don't know. That's fucking,
sorry, Jason. I was ignoring this person. What's your name?
My name is Cobra Jeff. How are you doing, Mr. Jew?
Oh, Jeff. Yeah. I changed your name to Jeff is a fag.
If you took a look,
because guess what, piece of shit? You're a fucking cunt, and you're calling the show because you're desperate to get any airtime. You're not a magnificent specimen like Tony. And the reason why he has an amazing
any airtime,
on
I've
is
like
because
literally been fucked
pieces
up every
of shit like
Wednesday
you.
Night.
Okay.
I mean, look at you.
Let's not be fresh.
I am actually a magnificent specimen. You can ask Tony.
Oh, no, that's
Tony.
You yourself, I mean, first of all, you sound like you fucking have a cock in your ass while you're talking to us, so there you go.
I don't have a cock in my ass.
No, not you, Tony. Jeff is a fag.
Oh.
That's your name he wants to be called, but I'm not calling him that. It's disrespectful. Jeff,
no,
I don't want to call you a fag.
No, actually, I changed his name to that, Tony, in respect to you, because I didn't like his questions.
Hey, Tony, when did you become such a, money-grabbing whore, dude? You only do shows, if this fucking Jew bag here pays you to do it or read stupid shit?
No, I'm getting paid from the comic book. That's what I was told. That's what I was.
Is it a comic
you
book?
Are going to get paid.
Your fat
Jeff
ass in a comic book? You sure it's not like a newspaper?
Troll.
Hey, princess, can you quiet down real quick?
Graphic novel is what's being done, Mister.
Don't
is a
call
fag.
Me a fucking princess.
Oh, are you one of those anime pug pillars too? You know who get off on those little graphic novels?
Not
you, Tony.
I'm
not. No, you're not. You get off on.
I don't put my.
Jeff, you're so stupid. No one even knows what you're talking about. I'm just gonna be honest with you. You're real fucking dumb.
Hey.
I'm real dumb.
Don't call my wishing
Where
stop.
Where did this even come from? Who the hell are
what?
You?
You're the one that's calling into the show, dummy.
To talk to Tony, not to you. I can give two fucks about you.
Well, you're not telling Tony anything. I'm trying to move the show along, but say something of meaning. Your head is empty like a...
Can you just go to gas like the rest of your race or something, man? Please, Jesus Christ. God, let the fat man talk.
Yeah, I'm not fat. I'm a muscle first.
Just big bones. We all know, Tony. It's okay. You know, you've come to terms with your weight. It's okay. You know, you wear it proud.
Okay.
So I don't want to take more of your time because I know you got other callers and I'm not an attention whore like everybody else around here. Tony, you probably shouldn't be sticking around with Mr. Jewbag here. You're a good man, so just like do your own shows and stop whoring yourself out for money.
All right,
whatever you have to
Tony,
do
it's time to go to our sponsor now.
I'm not a whore.
Sponsor, you're fucking stuck in your face.
Hey! No, don't come on my face! Whoever said that shit to me, you're not coming on my
fucking face. Tony, shut the fuck up before you get Cobra Jeff from like 5 years ago, and you don't want that Cobra Jeff. So chill the fuck out.
You said that you were going to come on my face, and I'm not having that happen.
What about anything like that? Why the fuck would anybody want to bust on your fucking face? I'd rather like bust on fucking...
someone should come on my
face or something.
Someone should come on my face.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
that was,
like,
obviously that was
you
him.
Jews? Don't you Jews like jizz? Like jizz staining all over your face? Yep.
I would
say that this person has a fascination with you, Tony. I'm sorry that I even put this call through. I thought he might actually have something
to say. I do love you, though, buddy. I always will love you. You know that, bud.
Something. But, you know, obviously, this time now,
we're
going to
have fun,
sponsor,
JJ, you and me.
All right?
We're going to have fun.
Goodbye,
just caller. So you know.
Have
we're going to have a lot of fun.
Night.
You and
Later.
Me. We're going to have a lot of fun. I promise you that. Not a
fight. Third time.
What sponge is this now? Am I going to... is this going to be another fucking sex thing? And I want to talk
no,
to Cobra Jeff.
Not a sex
me.
Thing.
Jeff! Cobra! You're making me yell. Hang on.
No, Jeff's gone. I'm trying to tell you that the next one is Tony Salami.
I take my inhaler. Jeff, if you're listening, call back in. And you, Jewish fucking JJ, don't make me and my listeners get into an argument. If this next sponsor is going to talk about me getting fucked in the ass, or
it's not. It's literally, there's in New York, there's a place that's making salamis. It's Tony's Backdoor Salamis. Because they have, you know, their business is in the back door of the building, so they're making a delicious pork salami. So, you know, I sent you the information on it. So all you have to do is read about Tony's Backdoor Salamis.
I don't want to talk about Tony's salami.
I mean, this is a solid $500 for you.
Yeah, fine. I got it here. I got it here.
All right.
Another product.
Right, talk about it right now. Let me hear it.
I got the fucking card. Wait. Okay. So Tony Cock presents salami. Sorry, Tony Cock presents Backdoor Salami. What is
talk
your
a little nice. Talk a little
little bit more elegant. Oh, shit, I just dropped the bottle of lube. Go ahead.
Stop playing with the lube and let me finish what I'm saying. Tony Talk presents Tony's Backdoor Salami. Order it online for 69% off. Use code. Code name Joe. Probably code name Jews with dollar sign for the S. Are you gonna fucking? I'm trying to read this so I can.
Sorry, I'm doing something here, Tony. I'm multitasking. I can't even touch my keyboard. My hands are all slimy right now.
All right. Well, wash your hands.
I'm just wiping it off in my pants anyway.
Code name U.S. with the dash is a dollar sign. Order online and receive your salami through your back door. Makes no sense. Well, it makes no sense.
Perfect.
What if someone doesn't have a back door?
No, it's perfect, Tony. You did a great job. All right. Tony, you want to take a little break so I can just finish up something here?
Yeah, I could use a break. I could
use
a break.
Are you going to use the bathroom, Tony? What are you going to do?
Yeah, I can use a break. It's fine. I'll use one.
Oh, hello there. Sorry, I didn't see you. My name is Benjamin Buford Fontaine III here, and I'm here to talk about something that affects a majority of children, adults, men, women, and whatever other type of human being that is walking around this earth today. That is Fishman Syndrome. You see, Fishman Syndrome affects the brain like no other, and often affects families. Fishman Syndrome is not your fault. We here at Fontaine's Home for the Mentally Limited, generously provided to us by donors of the Tony Talk community, thank you, JJ, as well as myself, because I'm rich. Well, we can give you the treatments you need if you or a loved one are suffering from uncontrollable delusions of grandeur, lying, stealing, thievery, con artistry, buffoonery, slurring of speechery, impotency, diabetery, and submissive and promiscuous sexual activities with a fascination of anal sex. Which is a hard
thing.
Please give us a call. Maybe we can help you here at Fontaine's Home for the Mentally Limited. Donate now and receive a free replica helmet only with your donation, of course, Just like the one my dear friend Kenneth Mary Lou Fishman has worn to protect his brain due to it being just like oatmeal. Speaking of Kenny, here he is now. Say thank you, Kenny.
Okay. Oh, I thank you.
Thank you for listening here. Have yourselves a fantastic evening here. A better tomorrow. And donate your money.
Yes! Yeah, okay.
Oh. This is all done with one take. Yes, all right.
That was fucking so stupid. That was
Tony, you're making money off it. But let's get right to it. I've got a multi-part question from a super fan, and then we're going to take a call. So the Adoro Salty Balls, he said, I've always wondered if Tony ate bananas whole, just gulped them down. Seems like something he'd do.
I actually have a story about that. So many years ago, I was at the Italian festival in East Boston. And this girl that I was, this girl that I took down there, she ended up buying this chocolate banana. It's a chocolate dipped, a strawberry banana. They were good. And we both got them. Can you believe this broad? She deep-throated this fucking banana. And all the chocolate came off of her. And she wouldn't take her eyes off me. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. So I said to her, I'm going to try that because, Jesus, let me see what's going on here, you know? Let me see if we were having like a banana eating contest. So I couldn't get it all the way down my throat, but no, I never ate a whole banana by itself or choked on it like a whole banana. I'd have to break it up. Sometimes I put them in cereal, or sometimes I cut them up and I put them in peanut butter and jelly sandwiches like Elvis Presley used to eat.
You ever put any bacon on it like you did?
No, I never put bacon on it, on bananas.
Well, that's what you did. That's what Elvis did, too. He used to have bacon on it.
Did he really?
Yeah. No shit.
I actually got bacon. Is it cold or was it hot, the bacon? I got bacon that I made in my refrigerator. I'll try that sandwich on the show, actually. I'll try that.
That's perfect. See, now this is, again, good question to the question from Adoro is, do you suck your fingers after eating, too?
No, I think that's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Okay.
So, I don't do that. I used to do it when I was a kid, and, I got a memory. My grandfather was a great guy. He cared enough about me that made me wash my hands. And he said, you wash your hands like a gentleman. I miss that guy. He said, you wash your hands like a gentleman. Because he saw me sucking on my fingers when I ate a bag of chips, at first I was upset that he slapped me. He hurt my ear, but I'm glad he did it now because he taught me how to be a gentleman.
All right, Adoro's last part of his question was a three-parter. He wanted to know if you drank a glass of farts before the stream.
Okay, no, I never drank you can't drink a fart. Does anybody know what a fart is in this fucking community?
It's his question. I'm just reading it.
No, a fart in real life, not fucking weirdo land. No weirdo land farts get made of gas. You can't drink a fart. You could smell one. You could probably inhale one. But you can't drink a fart. Unless if you're drinking farts in the form of liquid, it's called shit.
Gotcha. All right. Edgy Robotnik wants to know is ask Tony what he'll do to make up for his fans after his fake death last week. We were heartbroken.
Yeah.
Deserve something for being mentally manipulated.
No, I didn't lie. It was rumors going around that I died and Pastor Ken died. But nobody died. It was a lie. And people, I'm going to say something real quick about Pastor Ken. You people should be ashamed of yourselves for making fun of him. Pastor Ken is retarded. And when you guys make fun of him, that's bullying. And I didn't know he was really retarded. Okay?
What is his retardation?
I don't know, but he's a pastor, but he wears a helmet because his brain's not good. It's broken or something. And it reminds me of, what's his name there? My friend Peachy. Because my friend Peachy was retarded.
All right. Well, that's great. That's great. What about if we just go right to a call, Tony?
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
All right. Let's get a call. That was a great answer, Tony. Good work.
Well, thanks.
All right, 412, you're fucking unmuted, Barry.
He's fucking screaming.
Hello,
yeah, hello.
Tony.
Hello?
I miss you. Tony, it's Veronica.
No, Veronica.
Tony, I wanted to call in and tell you that I think you're doing a fantastic job, and I just wanted to be positive here. First off, I'm glad you're not dead, because then I would have to mung your body.
Okay.
And secondly, how are you doing? How are you doing with the weight loss, the exercising? Aren't you boxing again?
Oh, no, I haven't boxed. I haven't boxed. I did try something that was different, though. I tried to go to there was an advertisement. For a jiu-jitsu. So I went, but they have these costumes that they got to wear. And I went there because it said it's good for losing weight, getting in shape, but they had these costumes that you could rent, and I couldn't rent it. They had small ones, and I didn't know how to grapple. Because, you know, I'm not used to going to the ground all the time. Because guys grapple with guys just seems...
That's a lie.
It seems gay to me. And they made me do these movements on the ground. And I was sweating a lot. But it was a good workout. And I did this thing called... I need help with it. It's this thing they do on the ground. I think it's swamping or something like that. And,
I mean, you're talking about, you had some shrimp before class?
Shrimp? No. That's what it's called, though.
Swapping? Okay. Did you call it swapping?
No, swimping.
Swimping.
Swimping. Swimping.
B-H? Swimping?
Like the fish, the shrimp.
Oh,
I've never seen one of those. Veronica, have you seen a swimp?
A shrimp fish? No, that must be a new species.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Well, Tony, listen,
they
I don't want to hold...
They ordered me a
Tony,
costume.
Shut up, Tony. Nobody cares. Listen, I don't want to hold you
rude.
Up, and I don't... I'm not being fucking rude. I just asked you to be quiet. Listen, I really miss you kissing my neck and all that fun stuff. I did just leave the hospital a while ago, and you should probably get checked out, okay?
Veronica, before you go real quick, you did send a question in. When will Tony finally let the world know he has received back shots from you?
Correct.
I just want to say that,
yeah, just
that we did receive that question. I was going to ask it, but then you called in.
What? Backwash?
Show's yours. Come on, Tony. Admit it.
Admit what?
Tony.
Yeah.
Are you going to let the world know that you received back shot from Veronica?
I don't know what that is. Is that
when
picture?
I emptied my balls in your holes.
No, he didn't. Listen, Veronica, he, she, whatever the fuck you want to be called.
I'm a woman, goddammit. Watch your mouth.
Fine.
I'm assuming, Veronica, you go by she, her, correct?
Correct.
Yeah,
Tony, be respectful.
Veronica, I never had sex with you. Veronica was a black guy. I have sex with black guys, okay?
Well, it runs in your family.
Okay. Well, I don't have sex with black guys. But can we get fucking Veronica? Thanks for the call. Thank you. And no, she's never sucked me in my dick. I mean, fuck me in the ass or whatever it is.
Love you, Tony.
Oh, Veronica,
goodbye.
You suck Tony's dick?
No.
No. That whole chocolate banana thing he was talking about, come on, Tony. Let him know. Sucking the chocolate off, the big banana. Come on.
Okay,
admit it.
No. That's not what I did. That's not what I did.
Tony, you left a lipstick ring on the bottom of my shaft.
Okay, I don't wear fucking lipstick. And I don't suck dick. Can we fucking move on, please?
We're going to move on.
There's a
serious question. Tony, can you help me with my problem? My ex, about her getting an abortion. So, I mean, this person, you know, I mean, the ex is getting an abortion. They're sad. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, why are they getting an abortion?
Well, I mean, they broke up. And now the woman doesn't want to have the baby because they're not together. So she wants to, you know, go in and get that thing sucked out.
I mean, unless you want to spend the rest of your life with the... I'm Catholic. I don't believe in abortion.
Yeah, that's why you believe in anal sex. I mean, I know that. That's why you like ass fucking.
I don't like that either. I don't have sex. I don't.
I mean... Mike Hunt just sent a question. When will Tony admit he got fucked in the ass at the alley? Bah.
I've never been had sex at the alley bar. It's a gay bar in Boston. I've never been there.
Oh, these are just questions, you know, that people are sending it in. But anyway... Anyway, I mean, do you have anything else to add to it? Because, you know, I want to talk about the new movie, and I want you to, we're going to play the trailer and just get going there.
What movie? Who's fucking me? What porno movie is this?
No, just relax. We're gonna play the trailer. Relax, Tony. Deep breath.
I can't have deep breaths. But I know y'all be fucking weird.
This is Star.
Hello?
From Yeye, the Jew Productions.
Here we go with the fucking
incorporated
shit.
Incorporated with Benjamin Buford Fontaine episodes. From Tony Talker Studio. Come. A movie. This March, while everyone is celebrating Easter, they want a little bunny that do a hoppity-hop with a basket who bring you the candy and the cookies. But at Easter, This Easter, that no happen. Easter Bunny have been kidnapped. Easter Bunny need a hero. A hero like... Tony Gaga. Why should Tony Gaga save Easter Bunny from a ice fuck? From a forced dick sock? From a taint touch? And, probably get an ass fuck again. Starring Easter Bunny as himself. Tony Gaga as himself. And Tiny Tits Rodriguez as Yanni Longpedder. Join us in the adventure of all Easter time. Tony Gaga save Easter Bunny from an ice fog.
That was the fucking stupidest.
Riveting. I don't. Look. Relax. That was great.
No one. Okay. No one's gonna buy a movie. I'm not in a movie, and you're a fucking production
Tony,
company.
Tony, you know who's on the line? DC2, let's put him through.
Good. Well, no, because he was fresh to me last week.
No. He's not going to be fresh. Let's go. Ready?
No.
DC2, come on through.
No, he was fresh last week, and I don't want him on the air.
All right, DC2, you're on.
Thank you, my brother. What's up, Tony? How you doing? Shalom.
Shalom.
Tony, how are you going to make me follow that, man? That sounds like an incredible motion picture. Where do you find the time to do this wonderful show, have all the gay sex a man could ask for, and be an Oscar award-winning actor along with an Easter Bunny in a movie? That's incredible, Tony. I'm so proud of you, man. Can I get an early viewing? Is there going to be a premiere? I'd like to bring my new woman to the premiere if I could. Tony, what are you doing, man? I'm talking to you, fat motherfucker. Listen to me when I'm talking to you. Are you beating off, Tony? God damn, man. That was the last vestige of humility you had left. And now you've ruined it by jerking your meat on the fucking show. Tony, what is wrong with you, man?
It's not.
Tony, you a nasty motherfucker. I didn't even get to why I wanted to call.
That's not me.
Tony,
God damn it.
Put your penis away, man. We are on live radio.
I am not doing it.
I know you. Listen. Tony, I know you love black penis, but you have got to stop, man.
I am not black penis. There's no movie with
me. You need the Lord. You need the Lord.
Tony, put your dick away.
Tony, listen to me.
That's
you need the Lord.
Shut up,
that's Tony. God damn it, I'm talking to you, man. I'm going to shove a barbecue chicken wing up your asshole. Listen, you need the Lord, but unfortunately, Kenny, I don't know where Kenny is. I haven't heard from him. I don't know where he is. And the reason why I called before you so ridiculously and deviantly and degenerately started pounding your...
Motherfuckers. Tony, stop.
That wasn't me. You're making me nervous. That wasn't me.
Tony, get your fucking... God, I can never even get... This is why you drive me crazy, man. You're going to make me lose my fucking mind. I can never get to the point of why I call because you do all this degenerate shit. DC2 loses his mind, goddammit. I can't even talk anymore, Tony. You beat your dick, you puke, you throw up, you shit. You do it all, man. You like the trifecta, but it's like 17 different things, man. The Holy Trinity, but it's like 40 things you do when I'm on the phone. Goddammit. Where is my, oh, shit, man, my Xanax. Where's my Xanax, Tony?
Donnie.
Holy shit.
Donnie, please relax. I don't know where the jerk-off noises are coming from. You make me
want to do heroin, Tony. Black tar, man. Not even the good shit.
I'm dizzy.
Tony.
I'm nervous. Don't do black tar, man.
Tony, you beat off on the radio. You throw up on the radio. You burp. You fart. You shit. You diarrhea, motherfucker. God. Tony, I'm going to calm down. Because I'm losing my motherfucking mind. And I didn't intend to be on the goddamn phone this long. I wanted to smoke a cigarette and have a malt liquor beverage, but motherfucker, you had to start beating off with your tiny little dick
it's a menthol, right?
Brother, come on, man. Of course it is. It's a menthol.
Just making sure.
You know how I get down. It's nothing but menthol malt liquor for me, brother. But listen, Tony.
Yes.
All I wanted to call about before you interrupted me with your degeneracy was Pastor Kent Hopper is in the hospital. No, this is not a joke. I'm not making this up. Leroy told me that he is in the hospital. And he is in the hospital because a black man that he was in prison with a few years ago when he was in prison, and he was known as, well, Sugar Cookie. I shouldn't say that. It's very disrespectful. But anyway, apparently, Kent tried to seduce his 13-year-old son. And so this man hunted Kent down. And I should tell you, I'll just say, I'm not going to give his name, but his nickname is Horsecock, okay? That was his nickname. He got a hold of Kent and just blew his back completely out. Kent is in the hospital. His back is fucked up. He can't breathe right. It's because he took a huge, an elephant cock in his asshole. No lube.
Probably has a prolapsed anus, I'm assuming.
Yes, prolapsed anus.
Yep.
It went deep inside him. His lungs are messed up. We don't know if he's going to make it, man. He might actually have been fucked to death, much like Ken Fishman was. I think that was death number three. So before he was monged back to life. That's why I wanted to call. I wanted to let everybody know that Pastor Kent Hopper had his asshole and his back blown out. We do not know the severity at this point. We know he is in critical condition. If you would like to say some prayers for his asshole and rectum, Tony, I would have. That's it.
I'm sorry, DC. Holy shit, man. I'm sorry.
Tony.
Sorry for what?
I'm not even going to yell, man. Tony, I'm not even going to yell. Here's the deal. Me? Shut the fuck, Tony. I'm not even going to yell this time because I find that when I'm calm, my message gets across better. So let me just say this, motherfucker. I know where you are. You know what happened the last time that Clarence came up there. Nobody knows about it. I ain't ever spilled the beans. Shut the fuck up, Tony. Shut up. Do you remember what happened the last time? What Clarence said to you when he had you in a chokehold up against that fucking brick wall? Do you remember that shit?
Yeah, I did. It wasn't a chokehold.
So you call me a liar, you fat motherfucker. All right.
No, why are you mad?
All right. Hey, listen, shut up. Hey, motherfucker, listen. I'm calling Clarence, and you know what? I'm calling Fruity, too. And you know what? For the fun of it, I'm going to let Fruity fuck you up, and I'm going to let Fruity fuck your ass. EC2 out, bitch.
I didn't have a fuck.
Great call. Great
That's
call.
That's not a good call. I didn't do nothing. I didn't say nothing this time. Was that a fart? Did you make a fart noise and blame it on me?
I didn't do shit.
You fucking farted and made a blame to me. That's what you did. That's what you did.
Widow Killer wants to know, does Tony like chocolate bananas?
No, I don't like them anymore. I don't like it.
What's wrong with them?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Relax, Tony. Jeez, you're so fucking high strung. Tony wants to know, Monahan, Tony, not Monahan, wants to know, does Tony eat ass? Good question,
no,
actually.
I don't. I don't eat ass.
Have you ever tried it? Have you ever tried it, though? Maybe you got a girl you really like, eat her ass.
No, I've never. There's one girl I did, but she took a shower. She took a shower.
That's fine. I'm not saying that she shouldn't take a shower. If you've tried ass.
No. The thing that I do want to try.
You just said you did.
The thing I want to try tonight is that Elvis Presley sandwich, because it actually sounds good the more I think about it.
I mean, I'm trying to help you out. Edgy has another question. Tony, why do you say the N-word when black people call in, and why do you always refer to JJ as a Jew? Highly offensive behavior.
I don't say the N-word, and I only call you a Jewish person because you're a Jewish person.
But you call me a Jew, and I have heard you say the N-word.
Say the N-word. I don't remember saying
it. What does it mean? Do you even know what it stands for?
Yeah, the nigger word. I don't say that shit on my tongue.
You just said it.
No, I didn't say it. I'm just saying that I don't say that the nigger word to call anybody that word.
I mean, but you keep saying it, Tony.
No, I don't.
All right. Let's take another call. Okay. Well, how about Veronica? We had a good call. Veronica has another question. Tony, if you could date any famous person, who would it be and why? Would you eat her ass at the end of the night?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm not talking about ass eating anymore. We're not talking about ass eating anymore. Okay, and no, I'm not answering your stupid question. What was your question?
The question was, if you could date any famous person, who would it be?
Oh.
No, I'm on hold right now.
Ah!
No, I'm on hold.
Hello?
No, I'm going to tell him right now. I know, it's not my fault. He sent it to me.
Hello?
I don't know how he got the address. Hello?
Hello?
Am I on the air? God damn it, Tony, you made me call back. My woman is yelling at me and shit. You know what, you showed up at my house? First of all, how the fuck did you get my address? Second of all, you a dick-shaped masturbation hut, motherfucker? Are you serious? With a big red bow tie on it? Like a big red ribbon? Motherfucker, it's in my driveway, man.
I did not send you a masturbation hut.
Tony, I swear to God, man, I'm going to end up in prison because of you.
Hi.
Tony, shut the fuck up. You have sent me four masturbation huts that I've had to get rid of since I've known you. Four fucking masturbation huts. Who the fuck even has a masturbation hut? You have a fucking fleet. You have a fleet of masturbation huts like rich people have fleets of cars. Listen, is a dick.
No,
it is a cock. It is a cock in my driveway, motherfucker. And I'm not talking about South Carolina or Gamecock or none of that. I'm talking about penis, motherfucker. And it's in my driveway, and my wife is pissed.
I did.
Understandably so.
How the fuck? Who the fuck am I going to give this to, man? There's not a big gay contingent that want to drive dick around in West Palm Beach, man. It's old people. They see dick, they run, man. It ain't like that down here, Tony. It ain't like it is where you are, where there's the alley ball and a bunch of fruity motherfuckers running around. I wanted to get away from all that shit, man.
Ask JJ. I don't know, JJ. You're sending people weird things.
I know it wasn't him.
I have no idea what his address is. You know him better than me.
Listen, I don't know why he sent that.
Tony, shut up, Tony. Let him talk. Shut up.
I'm sorry he sent that. You know what? I'm going to apologize for that disgusting fat guinea shit. I'm sorry, man.
It's all right, brother. Listen, Jews, blacks, we get along. And I understand it wasn't 100%. Your fault. It was this fat motherfucker trying to be slick and funny. That shit ain't funny, Tony. I'm going to have an entire fucking cruise ship made as a dick, and I'm going to park that motherfucker right in front, on your street, in front of your apartment, motherfucker. How are you going to like that? It's going to say, and you know what it's going to say? It's going to say fat man little coat on the side. Fat man little coat with Tony Gaga on there. Your fat ass.
No quote.
Fat man little coat, motherfucker. That's you. Chris Farley was you, but he was funny. You just fat. Now, I'm done, man. I'm done with Tony. Shut up. I'm done with your bullshit. I'm done with it all, okay? You're going to be paid a visit very soon by me and my constituents, if you will, and we're going to have a talk that might not end friendly, my friend.
You're bringing Fruity, right?
Of course Fruity's coming. Fruity's going to be coming nice. Twice, if you know what I mean. So anyway,
exactly
you
mean.
Fat piece of shit. DC2 is officially... No, shut up. I'm done with you, motherfucker. I'm done playing with you. I'm done with your shenanigans, your degenerate bullshit, sending dicks to my house, car dicks, truck dicks. I don't want it anymore, motherfucker. You're fucking up my wife. You're fucking up my pussy. I ain't getting laid tonight. I'm sleeping on the couch. You motherfucker. Tony, I swear to God, I'm going to see you soon, and when I do, your asshole's going to open up like Kent's. Just like Kent's, motherfucker. DC2, out officially, nigga.
Tony. Why are you sending shit to DC2?
You see what you did? What you did there?
I didn't do anything. I don't know what you sent them. Obviously, you've been sending freaking dildos all over the place.
No, it's a fucking, it's a jerk-off car or whatever it is. There's a thing out there called a fucking masturbation hut or a masturbation tent. And people with my face on it, and people are buying it or showing it or sending it to people. And I've never seen one. And now this guy used to be my friend, and you pissed him off. And now he's mad at me. And now he's going to send a cool
He should be mad at you. You're sending him friggin' masturbation huts. Dude hasn't been laid in who knows how long, sleeping on the sofa. That's fucked up.
No.
Why would you do that to your buddy?
I didn't. And I heard your buddy Jason laughing like a fucking hyena in the background. That was him.
He's not here. He's in the streets of Phuket looking for pussy.
He was laughing like a hyena in the background when Donnie called. I heard him.
I don't know what you're talking about. If you ask me, Tony, you're out of your fucking mind. I mean, you're now fucking making shit up. I mean, you're having hallucinations. What, do you have fucking mushroom risotto that had fucking magic mushrooms?
No, I didn't. But I'm done with the call. I'm done with this call. I'm done with this show.
Yeah, we're going to the next call. Hold on.
I don't want to take another call because I'm fucking nervous.
All about what you want. This is not all about you. Stop being so selfish. Next caller.
406. Fucking unmuted.
Alfonso.
Hey there.
You got shoved in it. Hello.
Yeah. This is Gerald Goldberg with the New Age Media Group. And I'm calling to inform you, Tony Gaga, that the media deal that we had for the movie adaptation of the book has to be canceled now because you just said a slur on air. And that just doesn't fly in today's society.
What are you talking about now?
Well, you see, the book, the comic book, was also going to be adapted into a movie. And that was where a lot of the money that you were supposed to receive was going to come from. Now, we just can't make that deal work. Netflix has already told us that it's no good. They were listening to the broadcast.
Netflix.
This is bad for me. This is bad for you. And as for the contract, you're going to have to pay $2,000 in a settlement fee. Did you just burp?
No, it wasn't me. It was the fucking Jewish guy on the other line.
Oh, he's Jewish. It doesn't matter. Don't worry about that. Well, here's the thing, Tony. I need you now to to fill out a check to New Age Media Group, $2,000, as per the contract that you signed and we have here.
I didn't sign shit.
That's it.
I didn't sign shit.
Oh, I might have signed
that.
That's
the paper
Tony.
Right here.
What?
I might have signed that.
Why did, who the fuck, who gave you permission to?
Tony, actually, what I did a while ago was when I was having you sign some stuff, I had you sign a power of attorney, so I actually can sign your name now.
You can't sign my name. You can't sign my fucking name because...
No, you actually signed a document stating that I can actually control your money, your affairs, and sign for you. I actually put you were mentally incompetent.
I am not retired.
I'm looking through the documents now, and it does... I see here that we did also get a notification that JJ was able to sign for you. So I guess that must have been what happened.
You got the power
now,
of attorney, right?
Now, that does still mean that you're liable, Tony, and not JJ. JJ's not liable because he's Jewish.
No,
Whereas you are.
Who gives a fuck? You guys fucking Jews are all dope. Everything's fine. I get away with everything because I'm fucking Jewish. It's just like the blacks that get away with everything because they're black. Or the fucking Mexicans that get away with everything because they come here and do the gang shit and illegal shit. It's just like the fucking Italians that I grew up with. They came here, they fucking robbed people, stole and all that other shit. Just everybody's fucked. Everybody's fucked.
All right,
Tony,
you seem upset.
The comic book might be gone too.
Tony, you seem upset. Do you want to take a break? Do you want to take another call? Do you want to have a meatball?
Well, Tony, I'll get back to you in the future, maybe next week. I'm hanging up now because it looks like this is not a productive conversation.
Would you like to eat a meatball?
You guys can fucking have your Jewish talk by yourselves.
He's off the phone. Next caller is coming on. Tony, you got to come back. It's your show. Next caller is coming on.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, caller. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Tommy Monahan. Where's Tony at?
Yes. Tony, bring your fat ass back to the mic. He's getting a meatball sandwich. Hold on one sec.
No, you could take another call. I actually...
Yeah, I got him. I got him on the line. You were fucking eating. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, Tommy.
What do you hear? What do you say? I wasn't eating, but go ahead.
I hear that the movie deal got squashed. Do you rate them? And so now me and J-Bo are fucked out of money. This is Tommy, Tony, the artist for your comic book. So thanks to you, we're out more than $2,000. And now I got to call my lawyer to sue you. For your racism.
No, okay. I didn't say nothing about racist. I'm not a racist.
You just went on a spiel about ethnic groups a few minutes ago.
We had
a good thing going, Tony.
No. There was no good thing anyway. I didn't get any money. I haven't seen the comic book. Nothing like that. I didn't make a movie. I'm dishy.
Tony,
I'm actually dishy.
Tony.
Yeah.
It's been planned. It's being worked on. Me and J-Bo have been talking with producers for the last 3 months. We almost had something going with Netflix, and now we're just finding out that we're screwed. Thanks to you.
No, I didn't do nothing like that. And you guys should have told me. You guys should have.
We can't tell you. This is an NDA process now. But because of you, all that's out in the open. We had a popcorn bucket with your face on it where we just dip our hands inside your mouth and pull the popcorn out. We had the whole thing going. Action figures, T-shirts, a cartoon.
Yeah, who's getting paid for this shit? Who's getting paid for this shit? Not me. Hello?
You're still working something out.
Who's choking in the background?
No, I'm going to just talk to him. I'm not going to yell. I'm not going to yell anymore. I promise, baby. I promise. No, listen. Hey, I'm just going to be quick. I'm not going to say nothing. JJ has officially hired me as the show's racial coordinator. So I'll act as like a watchdog. So anytime you want to say, you know, the N-word, the K-word, the F-word, or any of the favorite words, when you want to disrespect minority people, I will have something to say. I will have something to say about it. Now, Tony, knock off the bullshit. Let Tommy talk, or you're going to have a lot bigger problems than just me, Trudy, and Clarence. Tony, shut the fuck up. Mute yourself when you're doing that nasty shit, and let the caller talk, motherfucker. All right, now I'm going to be quiet, Tony. I'm not going to take over the show, I promise.
Let Tommy talk.
Fuck you, Tony.
I have to call my lawyer. So thanks a lot, Fat Boy. I'll talk to you later.
You didn't need to call your lawyer. You don't need to. I didn't sign nothing.
What a colossal fucker.
What?
You a colossal fuck-up, man. Did JJ leave?
No, I'm here. Yeah. I'm just disgusted by that fat Ken sandwich-eating fuck.
I don't blame you, brother. I don't blame you. Listen, I don't know how you do it, man. I don't know how you work with them so closely. But I do appreciate the opportunity to kind of moderate the racism out of the show. It's very disrespectful to our Jewish Ken and Jewish friends and our African-American listeners. Shut the fuck up, buddy.
You're the best person for it.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you having me on. I'm going to shut up. Take some more calls and questions, Tony. Do your motherfucking job.
All right, let's bring another caller in.
No, let's not take another caller because
I'm not asking you, Tony. I'm not asking you, actually. All right, next caller.
Yes.
Hello?
Here we go.
Oh!
Hello, this is Rico. Oh, excuse me, wait a minute. This is Rico. Ramosito, Martini.
This guy.
And what's your question, please?
I have a question.
Yeah, we know.
But I need to tell Tony a question.
Here we go.
I want to tell Yeye a question.
Yes.
Yeye, what is it like to be greatest Jewish person in the world?
Fucking asshole.
No, seeing as we control the media, and, you know, all other things, banks, jewelry stores. I mean, why do you think they're called jewelry? You know, it's quite nice.
Well, thank you.
Fucking guy.
Of course. Good question. Great question.
I now have to tell DC2 a question.
Yeah, here we go.
My brother.
Why are you greatest black person, and how does it feel to be greatest black person in the world?
Oh, brother, that's very sweet of you, but I'm not the greatest black man in the world.
Fucking hate it.
I'm just an average brother. You know what I'm saying? Trying to do right by the man. You know, I like my malt liquor and my Newports. And you know, I got love for everybody. I got love for, and I don't mean this in a degenerate way, but I got love for the trans folk who get left behind. I saw Shit Stain mentioned in the
shut the fuck up, Tony.
Shut up, Tony.
You talk.
Thank you. I got love for the
fuck.
But fuck you, Ringo.
Shut the
hey, don't
fuck
talk
up,
to
Tony,
my friend like
DC
that, man.
To answer.
Thank you, brother. I just want to mention
your fan,
Shit Stain. You know, he feels like the trans people are minimalized, and I feel the same way for them. You know what I mean? Sometimes they are minimalized, and they're people too. And I just wanted to say, Shit Stain, I see you. You're a good person. You're a part of this fan base, and we all love you, brother. No degenerate shit, Tony. Don't start talking any foul shit, okay? And everybody that – listen, everybody that comes on this show, I have –
That wasn't me.
Yes, it was. I smelled that ragu.
You can't smell fucking ragu. Wasn't me.
Just Tony, be quiet. I'm not, or I'm gonna mute your mic.
This is an abomination, Tony. Your disrespect to me. Knowing what I can do to you is unimaginably retarded. But that doesn't surprise me, considering you are retarded.
I'm not a retarded
You had a man choke you half to death and said if you continued your bullshit that he was going to come back and it was going to be twice as bad, and you're still acting like this, man. I don't want to be this big a part of your fucking show, but you act like a degenerate, racist, fat sack of shit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365, 366 in a motherfucking leap year. Tony, knock off the bullshit, man. Let JJ run the show. Shut up. Let JJ run the show. Let your callers have the say and knock off the Jesco White impersonation, my fat friend, because you ain't ever going to be him.
I don't like Jesco.
Anyway, shut up, JJ. Go ahead, man. Do your thing.
Ah, yeah, thank goodness. You're a huge help. All right, Tony.
Mr. Yeye?
Yes. Yes.
I have another question for I have two questions for Tony Gaga.
Okay, let's hear him.
Okay. Tony Gaga.
Yeah.
Listen to me when I ask the question.
I'm fucking listening.
Don't yell at him. Fuck. All
right.
Okay. This question, Tony Gaga, I already asked Yeye how it's like or how it feel to be best Jewish person in the world. And then I ask DC2 how it feel to be best black man in the world, but he humble and he not said this bad thing to me. And now I ask you, how is it like, how do we feel to be biggest dick sock motherfuck in the world, you motherfuck.
Yeah, I'm not fucking dick sock in the world, you fucking asshole.
You're a dick sock motherfuck.
I'm not a fucking dick sock. I'm not doing shit like that.
Hey, I gotta ask you another question.
Fuck you.
No, I got another question. Let me listen to you, tell to him, and let me ask question.
You know,
last question.
It's the last question.
It's just going to be an insult. Don't fucking ask me.
Shut up.
Okay, last question. How big is Veronica's dick? Because you like fucking and suck it like a fucking baguette.
Yeah, that's not a good shape. He's being a fucking asshole. Here it is again. Get him the fuck out of here.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Tony.
Oh, fuck you, Ringo.
Tony, deep breath.
You coward.
Do you want, Tony, you want another call?
Tony, shut up. Shut up.
I'm telling this too.
Tony, do you want another call?
Tony, get a hold of yourself, you fat motherfucker.
Tony.
Call to me.
Tony, take a sip of the ouzo. You know you like the alcohol.
I didn't call him a speck.
Well, you just said it. You insensitive.
Wait, who? He called Rico a speck?
Yeah, he just did right now.
No, I didn't.
Tony.
No, I didn't.
Tony.
Fuck.
Do you notice that no one, only a few people really mention your ethnicity? And every night, it's nigga, spick, kike, all this horrible
shit.
Shut the fuck up and let me finish. Every night with you, it's not just that. It's every minority, every sexual orientation. The shit is getting old, man. I'm telling you, people are going to stop listening to your show. It's hate. It's fucking hate speech, don't it?
No, it's not. I'm not trying to be.
And then you throw a tantrum like a little girl when people call you on it because you a baby. You a big man baby. You need to suck on a goddamn pacifier. And when the people call because you talk too much, just like me, but at least I got something to say. I'm trying to defend my people that listen to this motherfucking show. You make me get real niggerish, Tony, and I don't want to do it. I'm a man of God.
You might have to. Let's see how he handles this next call, DC. Hold on one sec. Hold on.
Okay. Tony,
all right,
you
next
keep your mouth shut.
Well, if this guy's going to call me names, talk, I'm just going to
No. Next caller. Here we go.
I'd like to see you try, you fucking nigga.
Oh!
That's not me.
Oh, my God.
The fuck was that?
That is not me. That's somebody with a recorded fucking thing.
Coffee, too. You better make sure Fruity's full of Viagra.
Get Clarence on the – I want him on the phone right now. On the landline. On the landline right now. Call them both. I want him on a three-way call.
All right.
Not a three-way like Tony does.
Some folks wear their hats way off to the side with their pants down low and a gun tucked inside with their beer by the 40 and their chicken beef fried. I think we all know who we're talking about.
That's not me.
The only dark I like is when I turn off the lights. The only hood I love is 20 and white pants. Flush it if I can't see your face at night. I think we
Tony,
all
when
know
did you write this song? Tony,
wow.
Tony, when did you write this song? And hold on. I know you wrote that motherfucking song. I know those lyrics. I've heard them before. You said that shit. Who did you hire to sing that motherfucker?
You fucking nigga. That's not me.
That's it, man. Yo, load the clips up, man. Bring me my gun and let's load these motherfuckers up. I'm going up
that's
there.
That's not me. Tonight. It was a recording.
No, because Clarence is coming down here.
We're getting close to the end of the show, and I want to get Tony's thoughts about his new product that he's going to be endorsing.
Okay, go ahead, brother. I'm sorry. I can maybe throw
you a few dollars from that too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate a little love.
Yeah, man. I'll mute myself. Great job dealing with this fat tub of shit. Tony, listen, man. You a racist, degenerate fuck, and I'm going to see you real soon. I got my peoples on the way right now, loading up the clips, ready to roll on you, nigga. So get ready. We are coming, and not in the way that you like. Maybe in the way that you like, Tony, because Fruity's coming, too.
He might really like that.
I don't do that nothing. I'm not doing nothing like that.
And you know
come
what?
On.
I might call Rico up. I might call Rico up and let him come down, maybe break a guitar over your fucking head. I don't know. I'm going to call him, though, and see if he's up for it. And you might also be getting a visit from Tommy Monahan, but I'm not going into that. That's his business. So I'll see you real soon, fat boy.
Yeah.
All right, Tony, if you want to make some real money, you got to review the products now. You have two products. That we did
you
today.
Started,
yep.
You started. You started a fight with
Tony's
my
Tony's backdoor salami.
You started a fight with my
focus.
French.
Focus.
No, you don't focus.
Focus.
You fucking. You started a fight with my French. I didn't have any money in my. You're a real fucking asshole. You know that? You know you're an asshole.
Will you please review the targets?
You,
the products because I have no idea what you're even talking about.
$3. You sent me $3.
Yeah, that's a great start, dude. Come on, relax.
You sent me $3.12.
Oh, really? I thought it was 13 cents because, you know, lucky number 13. Anyway, review the product and maybe you'll get a little bit more love tonight.
You sent me $3.
Do your
you
review. Tony,
you put a
Tony,
note
do you want more
here.
Money? Do you want more money, yes or no?
I do, but you just said here
then
$3
do the fucking review.
Out of
review the products.
Out of $3,
review it now.
No. You
fine, review the product. Review them. Now. Go.
I'm trying to do this show. You
review the products.
I'll give you my dot, okay? Here's your dot. Here's a dot for you. I was told I was going to get money. I was told
I want you to give your thoughts about the products, and then I will give you more money. I probably, honestly, tonight, I could probably throw you maybe another 13 cents, maybe a little bit more. It depends how you do on the thoughts about the product. So start talking, fat boy.
Okay, well, you sent me $3 out of 3,000, you fucking asshole.
All right, let's hear your thoughts. Let's go. Ready? Go.
Here are my thoughts, okay? Yeah, buy all the products. Buy all the products. Go ahead. I don't care. You
no,
guys
no.
make me...
Can
you
come
guys
on. Come on, Tony.
Make me do a show. You guys make me do this show. And all you do is make me feel like shit. I don't make anybody doing it. This is the last time I'm ever going to do a show.
Stop whining, you bitch, and read the shit. I'm tired of listening to you whine. Listen, he's trying to make money, and you're not letting him. Do what you're supposed to do, read the shit, and shut up with the crying. You'll really be crying soon. You just need to read that motherfucker and do what he says. He runs the show. Now shut the fuck up.
I wonder
up
if Tony knows
it.
What a train is.
Probably not.
Like Clarence and Foodie, you're going to show him what the fuck it is.
That can be arranged, my friend. Tony? Read what you're supposed to read, brother. You're getting paid for it. And you bitching about money? Who
if
are
I
you
read this,
here?
If I read this, you're going to send me money.
Yes.
I'm not sending you shit, motherfucker.
I'll send
but
you
he,
money.
He said he would send you like 13
I already
man.
Sent you money, so you know it's real.
Fine. All Tony Talk products brought to you by JJ Products and Distribution. Hello? I can't finish reading the product.
See everyone next week.
Tony, because you started whining for 5 minutes like a bitch on a period, Tony.
I'm trying to fucking
hey.
Hey.
Tony,
I'm
you fucked me so good.
And you come.
Shut up,
you
I'm giving you
Tony, you better buy a big-ass dildo and shove it in your asshole.
Oh,
Fruity gonna tear that ass up.
Fucking 5 years I have rest on the
HIV. I would love to try to tell me our ass lame.
Your mother is
a
cow. Ignore
everybody. Oh. It's the last show
nothing I love more than a ice cold malt liquor.
Tony drained my balls.
Oh, what? Okay, I'll look.